Sean Hannity tomorrow at noon. Larry Elder now on Talk Radio 790 KABC.
Monetary policy. Hey, welcome back to the Larry Elder Show. I'm Joseph C. Phillips. You're just joining us. We are in studio with DUI defense attorney Miles L. Berman. And as we went to the break, I was asking Attorney Berman, we were talking about the fact that the police can ask you a lot of questions. You don't have to answer. But sometimes you refuse to answer at your own risk. Isn't that right? I mean, you know, you can tell the cop it's none of your business where I'm going.
Well, here's what I suggest. First of all, when you get pulled over, you have to identify yourself, driver's license, registration, proof of insurance. And everybody always has to be on their best behavior. You have to assume you're being audio taped, and there's a good chance you're being videotaped. So this could come back to haunt you if you end up being rude or disrespectful. So always be respectful of the police. However, people don't have to say where they're coming from. They don't have to. We have a constitutional right not to incriminate ourselves. They don't have to say where they're coming from, where they're going to, how much they had to drink. But like I said, it takes a strong person to resist that.
Right, probably better to just answer a question if asked. Don't say anything unless you're asked a question, probably. And always be respectful, as you say.
Yeah, and you were getting to earlier that if you aren't cooperative with the police, will that somehow antagonize the police and then end up taking you to the cooler? I think that was part of the question earlier. And here's the way I see it. If the police officer is fair and honest and following the law, and if they don't have enough probable cause to place you under arrest, they shouldn't place you under arrest. On the other hand, it's a police officer's job to make sure the streets are safe, so they may end up placing you under arrest. And then once you are arrested, you have to take a blood or a breath test. Or sometimes people refuse. Now, if you do refuse, the penalties can be a lot more severe if there's a DUI prosecution and if the DMV proceeds against you. But if you think about it logically, if there is insufficient evidence to proceed, you have the ability to fight your case with when there's a lack of evidence. On the other hand, even though there is oftentimes, and especially the cases we have, the person did cooperate with the police, did do the field sobriety test, did take a breath test or a blood test, we are still able to successfully represent clients without a DUI conviction, without a license suspension, because we know how the system works. We know how to present evidence correctly. We know how to take apart the state's case. We know the problems with breath testing. We know the problems with blood testing. But, you know, most people think that just because the state uses these pieces of equipment that it must be accurate and people are guilty.
Okay, so let's say it doesn't go well for me on the street. I'm respectful, but they still decide to take me down to the station. When do I call Miles L. Berman, defense attorney?
You're talking about calling 8884-TOP-GUN, that number?
8884-TOP-GUN. When do I call you? Do I call you right away or do I wait?
Here's what's happening.
What is the process?
Here's what happens in reality. I've been on the radio so long, and we're so well known that actually when people are getting pulled over, they're calling us. But, you know, they're not going to be able to get through to somebody at that point in time because the police are going to have them get off the phone. The best thing to do is after you are released from jail, if you're arrested for DUI or after you're released from police custody, then give us a call right away because we need to contact the DMV and stop the suspension from going into effect, which we can do. And then fight the DMV and fight the court. So the best time to call is as soon as they're out or even friends or relatives call. Of course, they call 8884-TOP-GUN.
Okay, we have a call. Joey in Whittier. Joey, you're on the line with Miles L. Berman, DUI defense attorney.
How's it going, fellas?
Hello, Joey.
I had a question. It wasn't my DUI. My wife received a DUI in September of 2009, and she was charged. She blew a .10. My question was, I want to know when she could get it expunged from her record. She already did all her classes and all that stuff a few years back. We want to know when she had it expunged off her record so it doesn't show.
Okay, an expungement can occur after she's off probation. However, a DUI will stay in the criminal record or will stay in the DMV record for 10 years. And even after it's expunged, people still have to divulge it under certain circumstances. You know, it used to stay in a person's record for 7 years, but then they tried to make it lifetime a few years back and compromised and made it 10 years. But eventually, it's going to stay in people's record for lifetime.
Thank you, Joey. Joseph C. Phillips sitting in for Larry Elder. We have Miles L. Berman, DUI defense attorney, in the studio with us. Miles, how important is an attorney? Really, I mean, if I'm pulled over and I'm charged, you know, can I just pay the fine, go through the system? And how important is it for me to get an attorney?
All right, well, let's talk about DUI, because I assume that's what we're talking about.
Yes. If I'm pulled over for a DUI, how important is it for me to get an attorney?
Well, here's what a person is facing. They're facing possibly loss of employment, increase or cancellation of auto insurance, jail, loss of reputation. Also, in L.A. County, there's 4 or 5 pilot counties in the state of California. It's eventually going to go everywhere that even for a first offense DUI, you'll need to install an ignition interlock device in any car that you own or have access to.
First offense
for 5 months. Plus, you're looking at a 4-month suspension with the DMV. So it all depends on how important these things are to you and whether or not you can continue to function as you normally can. Most people can't. Most people being convicted of a DUI is a severe life-altering consequence. And I have to tip my hat off to organizations like Mothers Against Drunk Driving for getting the government to become so forceful in their prosecution and enforcement of DUIs.
Well, this can't come cheap. I mean, if the consequences are so great, then I would imagine that hiring an attorney... Hiring Miles L. Berman, DUI defense attorney, to help me through the system would cost a pretty penny.
It could, and it would. And again, it's almost like a business decision. But for you, I would work a deal for you. But God forbid it should ever happen to you or anybody you know. This is really serious stuff. So each case is different. They're all different depending on the facts. For example,
you work out payment options with.
We do. Yes, we do under certain circumstances. But there's a minimum that they have to start with. But that just depends on what the facts of the case are. I don't necessarily like to limit myself to what the total fees would be. But suffice it to say, it's in the thousands of dollars.
Now, as we're coming up here on the bottom of the hour, here is the question that I have for you, because we talk a lot about the responsibility of people getting in the car themselves, mm-hmm. driving while under the influence. And you may not be able to answer this. What is the culpability if I'm throwing the party and someone leaves my house and they are intoxicated and they get into an accident?
Right now, as I understand the law, it's called like dram shop. And I don't know why it's called that, but basically for a private person having a party and somebody drinks too much, goes out and injures somebody, there is not liability for the host. On the other hand, for other types of organizations outside from a private home, there could be liability, but not in a social setting as you describe it. On the other hand, it's like on the other hand, there is a movement to try and get homeowners responsible for over-serving, especially when there are people who are under 21 or under 18 who are actually being served alcohol.
Underage drinking. We didn't even get to that. Miles L. Berman in the studio on the Larry Elder Show. Attorney Berman, thank you very much. Let's get that phone number one more time.
888-4-TOP-GUN.
888-4-TOP-GUN. DUI defense attorney Miles Berman. The rule, though, is don't drink and drive. If you do, you're going to need an attorney. Miles L. Berman is the man. Thank you. Coming up, Gary Aminoff will be here with us. We're going to be talking some immigration and some California GOP politics. Don't go away on the Larry Elder Show.